The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050, WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the counting. Oh, you heard the plays of the game. Now it's time to get to the players of the game. Take it away, Mr. Weintraub.
The players of the game are brought to you by our friends at Bank of Ann Arbor, because it's your Bring Your A-Game segment. We know Bank of Ann Arbor always brings their A-Game, and support for University of Michigan football comes from Bank of Ann Arbor. They can't help you get bigger biceps, but they can help your small business. Bank of Ann Arbor helps. How can they help you? Visit bankofannarbor.com, FDIC. And Sam, I don't think there's a lot of guessing on this one. I think we can point to three guys that we've already talked a fair amount about this morning here on the show. The quarterback in Cade McNamara, the running back in Hassan Haskins, the wide receiver in Cornelius Johnson. And this, what I mentioned, I took it a little further than you did during the postgame show than you were talking about this morning. But you mentioned last week, you've talked a lot about find what you do right and what you do well and just and stick with it. And I expanded beyond having just, you know, the quarterback and just the single receiver and Cornelius Johnson. But you saw a rotation really establish itself. There's four receivers that need to be the main guys in rotation, with obviously Cornelius Johnson, Ronnie Bell, Giles Jackson, and Mikey Sainristle. Hassan Haskins should get the bulk of the carries at running back, but sprinkle in the other guys. And then the two tight ends are the two tight ends, and they played a lot better in this one. But as far as bringing their A game in this game, I know he had a fumble, but despite the fumble, and I love, Sam, how Michigan went right back to him on the very first play of the next drive and got the ball back in Cornelius Johnson's hands, and he had a really nice game. Hassan Haskins had a nice game. Cade McNamara as well. And so those three that we've been talking about are the guys that brought their A game and helped lead this team to victory.
Yeah, man, I think you nailed it. First of all, as I talked about Cornelius Johnson earlier in the show, early in the hour, he's a guy that when you talk about the size, speed, combination, he brings that the best. I mean, I think he's their only receiver of their main guys. He is the only receiver of their main guys that's above 6'2". You had a number of guys like that last year. So, as we get deeper into his being featured in this offense, I think when they get in red zone situations, maybe that, or even outside the red zone, just more 50-50 opportunities for him, I think will be in that case. But he's not just a 50-50 ball guy, as you saw on the double. This kid has some speed. You saw him as he hit the corner and scored a touchdown in the red zone as well. He has some burst and some speed to him. If you're going to fumble, get a career high in catches, go for over 100 yards to make up for it. Right to your point about the other guys, they redeemed themselves catching the football. The tight ends did. I still think, I mean, I look at all of the perimeter blocking in the first half, and it just left a lot to be desired, and they made up for it in the second half with some key grabs. So big day for them, but especially big day for Cornelius Johnson.
No question. And obviously we've talked a lot about already, but the running game, Hassan Haskins, just he's fun to watch because he's tough. He's not going to be the most athletic, the most gifted back that you've seen come through here, but we have a history at Michigan, don't we, Sam, of guys that are just tough physical runners that give you the hard yard. And Hassan Haskins seems to be that guy. And I mean, we'll continue to talk about this all week and probably beyond, but that shift to Cade McNamara, quarterback, made the difference for the team in this game and is going to be the shift in this moving forward. Cade played terrific. He had five total touchdowns, four through the air and one on the ground. And so outside of those guys, though, Sam, outside of the we're talking about the quarterback, the running back, and the receiver, I don't know of that I would pinpoint anybody else in the game that brought their A game. So those would be my nominees and selections for players of the game. Bring your A game. Brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor. Cade McNamara, Hassan Haskins, and Cornelius Johnson.
Yeah, man. I don't know what more we can say about Cade McNamara that we haven't said already. I mean, a guy who, again, you saw him fight in the off season. I think when we talked about how, I mean, a lot of people, just didn't make much of the talk that he had passed, Dylan McCaffrey on the depth chart, at least for a time. Now, look, I don't want to, I don't want to be revisionist here and make it sound like I think that that would have, if Dylan McCaffrey had stayed, that I think that he would have been third string. I think if Dylan McCaffrey had stayed, he would have played. Like I said before, you know, Joe had certainly was the leader of the pack heading into the padded portion of practice. He had won the job by all accounts, players and coaches. But Cade McNamara had really, really come on and had earned the recognition that he was getting out of practice to that point. So, you know, for him to, again, there was plenty of, I'm sure there are plenty of interest in him outside of Michigan. Certainly as he saw how the dynamic was playing out here. I mean, think about his scenario. You got Dylan McCaffrey and Joe Milton here duking it out ahead of you. Now you fight and you are making some depth chart hay even in that circumstance here. But think about what's coming behind you if you lose the job and Joe Milton holds on to it. What's behind him? Well, you got J.J. McCarthy enrolling early. That's a scenario that, you know, some guys maybe would have left under. He didn't. He kept fighting. I think that's something to be highlighted and commended. And now here he has his opportunity to lead this team and slid right in. You know, slid right into a leadership role, the command that you look for from the quarterback position. He was able to bring it, and there's something to be said for not only his performance, his execution, his ability to translate practice performances to games, but how the guys responded to him. And there was a noticeable pep in the step of the offense of the guys around him when he took the helm. It was, you just couldn't miss it. So there's something to be said for that with Cade McNamara. And the other guys, you know, I told you before, I think the toughness, the run game identity, you got a lot, you got talent back there. And Hassan Haskins isn't the only guy capable of running the football for Michigan. But if you need a tone setter, if you're looking for the guy who has done it in a physical way, who has done it, through adversity on the field, when the chips were down, I think he gives you all those ingredients, and he is the guy that if you need a yard, you need 1 yard, who is the guy you have the most confidence in to get it? He's that guy. He is absolutely that guy because he can get it more than one way. He can run through you. He can shake you, as well with a move, and he has a good vision. I just, again, not going to tout him as one of the guys in the pantheon of backs here. But of the backs they have right now, I think he is the best one.
It reminds me of a guy like, I was thinking about this yesterday, it reminds me of like Devion Smith, right? He's not going to ever go down as one of the great backs that would play here, but while he was here, he got you the tough yard, he played tough, and he was maybe your best option in most scenarios. He's not going to be the best option in every scenario, but he's going to be the best option in most scenarios. And I just, any guy that, you know, when they fight tough, physical, when they run like that, we like those guys here in Ann Arbor. So that's the conclusion of Bring Your A Game. Players of the Game brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor as we continue here recapping Michigan's win over Rutgers, a triple overtime win. Sam, I swear if I see one more headline that uses the word thriller, it's Rutgers. Thriller.
Yeah.
So I should mention this real quick, Sam. Gray stayed up till 12:15 in the morning watching the game with my parents. She would not go to bed. She wanted to watch the whole game. So I will give that 7-year-old credit. She stayed to the end, and she made it later than a lot of Michigan fans that I know. And I don't blame any of the Michigan fans that turned it off. She happened to make it that long.
Yeah, so I got a text and a tweet from a Rutgers guy who actually works for us now, a kid named – I call him a kid because he's finishing up his final semester at Rutgers. He's already accepted a basketball recruiting analyst role as he was, already working on that beat in the East for 24/7. But Dushan London, he said he sent me a message Saturday night, and I couldn't help but chuckle When I read it, I was like, are you kidding me? What are we talking about? I said, my man Deshaun London just texted me, wow, what a game. And I had to respond, said, no one ever about Michigan versus Rutgers until now. Yes, this is where we are, where it was a thriller with Rutgers or a nail biter with Rutgers, as you said. I tweeted at one point in the game, they won't stop Rutgers. They just have to slow them down and get off the field a time or two. Yes, I wrote that about Rutgers. This is where we are in 2020. Acceptance is the first stage, Ira, in recovery. And so acceptance, admission of what you are, where you are, who you are. I think we know this is a down. This has been a down year to start, to say the least. Gonna be a down year, overall, but how down? It doesn't have to be in the basement. And if they had lost that game, unquestionably, they would have been in the basement. So there's a chance that they can at least climb out of the cellar here before the end of the year. And it's thanks to that victory Saturday. But yeah, I tell you what, when I tweeted that Michigan found some things, I got a meaningful endorsement from the T-1000, Mr. Weintraub. The T-1000.
Let me tell you, Miz saw that one.
Came
Miz,
back.
We were getting ready to do the post-game show, or maybe during a break, during whatever it was, and Miz is like, ma'am, Sam got quote-tweeted by the T-1000. And I didn't know which tweet it was from yours, so I'm like, so which one was it? What did he say? So we went through it a little bit, but I'm like, yeah, now he's a Michigan guy, so it's not a surprise. He's a big Sam Webb fan, so not a surprise.
Yeah, he's a Michigan guy, and I said, just what I said on this show. Fed Hassan, found Cade McNamara. Fed Hassan at running back, found Cade McNamara at quarterback, and feature Cornelius Johnson at wide receiver. Don't care that it's Rutgers. They figured some things out tonight. And the T-1000 said, yeah, they did. In a quote tweet, it was like, and the night was over for me after that, Mr. Weintraub, as he came through. That's the original Liquid Metal Terminator. Not just the original, the only, as far as I'm concerned, Liquid Metal Terminator. I did like this new Terminator movie, Terminator Dark Fate, where they had a new Liquid Metal Terminator, but there'll never be one that equals or matches Robert Patrick's depiction of the T-1000. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side. A lot still to come. We got the Monster Moment coming up in the next hour. I want to hear from you as well at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Your takeaways from the Rutgers victory. Get those throughout today's show. Like I said, give us a call. 734-998-1050. Email us studio@wtk.com. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.